A Rose for Shakespeare. Several years ago, on Valentine's Day, my heart was so utterly broken that I thought I might die from it, literally. Even though I'm an old English major, that still doesn't fully explain where the idea came from to read Shakespeare's sonnets, each and every one. But that's just what I did while death read over my shoulder, and I believe Will saved my life that day. So when a friend later invited me to visit her in Cardiff, Wales, making base camp at her house for forays into the British Isles, the first thing I wanted to do was to take a rose to Shakespeare. My idea was to visit his hometown of Stratford-upon-Avon, England, and leave the rose somewhere there. I was sure the right place would reveal itself. I even brought a bud vial for water all the way from my home in northern Wisconsin, not knowing if these existed everywhere. They do. I was about to travel from Oxford to Stratford after spending a rainy night in a youth hostel within view of the train station. I'd been using a Brit Rail pass for my travels, but this particular morning the bus schedule proved the better, so I boarded. What luck! I found myself going through towns that had barely changed since Shakespeare rode through them. There were thatched roofs and stairs that ended right in the widened streets. While I still had my water vial with me, I hadn't seen a single flower shop or vendor during my travels. Where would I find a rose? The trip required one bus transfer in a little town called Chippy Norton. Climbing off the bus, I looked up at the shop 3 feet in front of me and was amazed by its sign, Florist. I went in and selected the loveliest rose in the entire place. Oddly, they didn't have red, so I chose a lavender one that exuded the extravagance of spring lilacs. Only one other person was waiting for the Stratford bus that morning, an 82-year-old woman. When it arrived a few minutes later, she took the seat across the aisle from me and struck up a conversation. What was I doing here, she wanted to know. I said I was taking a rose to Shakespeare. I suppose I thought everyone took roses to Shakespeare, but she said it was the loveliest thing she'd ever heard. Then something wondrous happened, which made me feel known, even expected. I had come thousands of miles. What are the odds, do you suppose, that this elderly woman, the only other passenger for Stratford, was a former teacher of the Royal Shakespeare Company? I doubt that the materialized ghost of Hamlet's father would have astonished me more profoundly. Are you going to visit Shakespeare's grave? She asked. I suppose I'd always thought of him living between the covers of a book, not buried. When I replied that I didn't know where the grave was, she said it was in Holy Trinity Church, about a 20-minute walk from where the bus line ended. As the directions were hard to explain, she resolved to walk me there. This she did. But I swear she moved more like spirit than aging body, and I had trouble keeping up. Our swans are all off-color, she twinkled. They're mating with the geese. When we were in clear view of the church spire and she had instructed me to keep to the path along the River Avon, she withdrew, and I went on. You approach the church first through a park and then an ancient cemetery. The cemetery headstones lean over awkwardly, like so many disoriented residents seated in an old folks' home. But Shakespeare isn't buried there. He's inside. The church from the 1200s has several additions, and you enter through the newer 1700s door. Shakespeare's grave is in the 1500s section, right under the high altar, and you pay an attendant your £1 admission to pass through into this sanctuary. There was no line when I approached the middle-aged attendant in his church gray suit and tie. I started to say I'd brought a rose for Shakespeare. Then, to the utter surprise of us both, I burst into tears. Sobs, really. You'd think I was the widow. This dear man put his hand in the center of my back, just where people place it to comfort you, and he escorted me into the empty church, down the long aisle, to the very front, me sobbing all the way. When we got to the altar area, he said to me, "Now you're going to do what few people ever get to." He unhooked first one tier of cordoning and then a second, designed to block any closer approach. In this way, he led me up a few steps to the very grave itself. The grave was right under the gray slate floor, something I'd never seen before. I almost stepped on it. Stunned, I bent and placed my rose on top of Shakespeare's grave. Then it was done. The kind man led me back down from the high altar, refastening the cordons behind us. A great calm settled over me. I stayed near the spot for several hours, watching other people approach. They all became hushed, reverent. I remember sun scintillating through stained glass windows. No one else brought a rose.